Morning Ireland at 11 minutes past 7. Taoiseach Micheál Martin and UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak had a productive meeting when they were both at the British-Irish Council gathering in Blackpool yesterday evening. Afterwards, the Taoiseach said it's time to see meat on the bones in the talks on the protocol. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is with the Taoiseach. Micheál, the Taoiseach saying the mood music is improving but time for meat on the bones.
Yes, a very positive outcome to that meeting. I suppose what was key to it was would there be any signal in the aftermath that despite the warm words leading into it, did they fall short in any way? But the Taoiseach adamant that he sensed a determination from the British Prime Minister, which he said is matched on the EU side now as well, that could lead to a negotiated resolution around the Northern Ireland Protocol. No one's saying exactly when this would happen, but I think a clear sense here last night and into today that it should happen before Christmas.
And in terms of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, what was his demeanour?
He used the word pragmatism in the aftermath of the meeting, not compromise, but he said with pragmatism he was confident that progress could be made and that the protocol was having an impact in Northern Ireland and there was a determination to get a resolution. He did use the word preferably once or twice, but generally there seemed to be a sense of determination to try and get that negotiated outcome. The demeanour generally was good between himself and the Taoiseach. Even the pre-meeting pleasantries looked less stilted than usual and there did seem to be a warm relationship. Speaking afterwards, the Taoiseach saying that this all led him to believe that there was a space now and a pathway almost to try to finding the resolution. He said if that happened, that would also provide political stability in Northern Ireland and facilitate the return of the executive.
Because, of course, the Northern Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, moved this week to postpone the Northern elections as a result of the stalemate at Stormont. Is the expectation, Micheál, that London will have, if you like, more time to pay attention to the business of a protocol and seeking compromise there once they get this quite scarifying budget with the hole that they've got to plug in their public finances, once they get that out of the way next week?
Yes, I think so. I think it's that kind of period. But equally, there is a realisation that if something is to happen before Christmas and a situation doesn't drag into the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, where there isn't an executive up and running in Northern Ireland, then something has to happen quite soon. So I think the focus would be on the weeks ahead, the Taoiseach saying that there is an agreement now that both sides, and all, including the EU as well, have to stay very focused. The British Prime Minister saying that he believes some progress had already been made, but I suppose the reality on the ground thus far is that while technical negotiations are taking place in Brussels, there has been nothing substantial enough to warrant an intensification of those talks that would warrant the groups getting into the tunnel and getting close to a resolution so far.
And the Taoiseach has further engagements in the north of England today, does he, Micheál?
Yes, the British-Irish Council continues today. The British Prime Minister won't be here. Instead, that government will be represented by the Minister for Intergovernmental Relations, Michael Gove. The Taoiseach still here, along with the First Ministers of Wales and Scotland as well. The focus today being on improving and maintaining good relationships and, of course, that as well happening within the context of economic difficult times ahead. The words of the British Prime Minister and indeed Michael Gove going to echo them today is that it is a time for unity and not division.
And speaking of good relationships, in this case between the coalition partners, what was Micheál Martin's reaction to Leo Varadkar's suggestion of a Fianna Fáil Fine Gael election pact?
His reaction was unambiguous, which can be unusual sometimes from the Taoiseach, but he has absolutely no desire at all for any kind of a transfer pact between the government parties. He said he doesn't believe they work anyway, that when people seek transfers for other parties, that the electorate don't like being told what to do. And he said candidates anyway are primarily focused, understandably, on themselves. But he said he believes that when the election takes place, which he said will be in over 2 years' time, that the parties will go to the electorate with their own manifesto. So as that government rotation is about to get underway, it does seem that when it comes to the final day, it will be every party for themselves.
Although the point that Taoiseach was making, wasn't it, was that there would have been more seats for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in 2020 if they had transferred their votes to each other.
Yes, and I think there seemed to be a desire within Fine Gael at this point in the government cycle and at this point of change that the government should focus and present its case more as one in the period ahead. That does seem unlikely now, though, and if anything, with the election some distance off, but almost perhaps within sight down the road, that it could be a case of the parties trying to establish and maintain their own identities in the period ahead. And that will be interesting when it comes to the formation of policy and the delivery of projects as well, just what impact that will have. The Taoiseach did say, though, when it comes to policy and being aligned on policy, that you could see nods in that direction around election time, and said again that he believes the government parties have very different policies to the biggest opposition party, Sinn Féin.
All right, thank you for that. And Micheál will be following those developments with the Taoiseach in the UK today. A political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. It's 17 minutes past 7.